Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today calling for a little sunshine with decreasing clouds and a high around the mid-50s. Kenosha right now, the temperature is 36. It's 35 in Burlington, Milwaukee 37, also 35 in Racine. New federal immigration policies are expected soon, and while their impact is not clear at this point, Gateway Technical College is taking steps to inform students and staff and to respond to their needs and concerns. In his weekly message, Gateway President Brian Albrecht said that the school has been working with local officials trying to ensure all their obligations are being met. Posters are being put up in information about student rights and sources for legal information.
We have bulletin boards around the campus, really direct information for students about events that are taking place on campus and throughout the community. And a poster was provided by the Immigrant Defense Project, which really helps to provide some guidance for individuals who want more information or want to learn more about some of the changes that are taking place.
He says steps are being taken to ensure students' privacy and that Gateway cannot stop law enforcement, including federal agencies, from coming onto campus, noting they have a job to do. But he says there are no plans to create any kind of sanctuary status for the campuses. It became official yesterday, residents of Racine's 3rd Aldermanic District to have new representation as of next Tuesday night. Monday, of course, the official canvas for the election for the city of Racine. It confirmed those election day results with challenger John Tate II coming out with 5 more votes than longtime incumbent Alderman Mike Shields, who then asked for the recount. The clerk's office set it up for 1 p.m. yesterday. Shields went to court, though, seeking 3:30 p.m. so his attorney could be there. A judge denied that request, City Attorney Scott Letney pointing out the issue was simply the availability of canvas board members, including if a second day had been needed for a late start. As a result, Mike Shields' last council meeting will be next Monday night, at which he can offer some parting comments and will be recognized for his years of service. Tate will be sworn in the following night. The new session of the council is taking place then. That's the meeting at which the council presidency will take on much greater significance due to the pending departure this summer of Mayor Dickert. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee supporting a Class A fermented malt beverage license application for the Target store on Durand Avenue. A company representative indicated that beer sales are allowed at their store on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie, also in Oak Creek and at other stores around the country. Target, like several big-name retailers, has moved to offer now food and beverage products in recent years. The store in Racine opened up in 1981. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee is supporting continued efforts with Michigan's Corbin Design on a wayfinding signage project for the city, also for the installation of wayfinding signs in a state project for the Frank Lloyd Wright-designed S.E. Johnson and Wingspread facilities. Regarding the city's project, Development Office Specialist Ben Lehner explained this is the next step in the process with Corbin Design. They specialize in this type of work.
From site location to design, and some of the fabrication specifications. Now we're at the final siting of these signs, so they picked some general areas, but they haven't done like the on-the-ground research. But we're at that point where they're going to do the final siting and then the actual fabrication and installation of the signs.
Alderman Jason Meekma voiced caution with any attempts at micromanagement.
From site location.
The reality of what we are as aldermen is we are elected, and new aldermen potentially could be coming in every year. So the reality of a project that started in 2015 and us being up to date as consistently as you would like and understandably slow is not always realistic. I'm constantly playing catch up on every single project that comes up still.
Meanwhile, Downtown Racine Director Devin Sutherland said that the signs were on their strategic plan way back in 2008, and the feedback thus far has been positive. Now, regarding the state project and the Frank Lloyd Wright signs coming into Racine, engineer John Rooney explained that they would direct people off the interstate at Highway 20 to the 14th Street SEJ complex, and then through downtown along Main Street toward 4 Mile and the Wingspread complex.
We're the permitting agency for all the connecting highways in the city of Racine. So the signs, in order to get you off the interstate and get you to these destinations, have to be put in right of way that DOT is not have purview over, the city of Racine does. So what the DOT is asking is that we install the signs on their behalf. There's a handful of signs they want to see put in. They are going to pay for them 100%.
The Frank Lloyd Wright signs will be going up within the next few weeks in the city before the wayfinding signs with the local attractions, also before the state puts up the Wright signs along the interstate in May. A Kenosha police officer accused of confronting his wife while on duty on two occasions has resigned. Police Chief Dan Muskinis had recommended that Kendall West be fired from the department based on the results of an internal investigation that began when West confronted his wife and a doctor outside Kenosha Hospital and then punched the man. West pleading guilty to a pair of misdemeanor charges stemming from that incident and was fined $1,000. The complaint against Muskinis with the Police and Fire Commission indicated that West had confronted his wife on another occasion just several days before that, also on duty. A hearing on the recommendation had been scheduled for later this month. The commission will be voting on the West resignation next week. Racine County Judge Mark Nielsen sentences former Lakeview Specialty Hospital worker Laura Behena to a year of probation for her guilty plea to assaulting a 12-year-old patient last year. The 28-year-old, with no prior criminal record, offered an apology. Both the DA's office and her attorney had sought probation. Victim, according to the criminal complaint, suffers from cognitive issues and functions at the level of a 10-year-old. 47-year-old truck driver from Hubertus charged in Racine County. Witnesses reported that his semi was swerving across Highway 11 on Monday of this week. WRJN's Janet Hoff has details.
A sheriff's deputy also observed the semi cross the center line before the truck was stopped just east of Shawn Road in Union Grove. According to court documents, James Stadney said he didn't know how he ended up in Racine County and said he was trying to get to Milwaukee. The deputy said it appeared Stadney was under the influence. Stadney has been charged with a felony count of possession of narcotic drugs and misdemeanor counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and driving without a valid commercial license. He'll return to court later this month for a preliminary hearing on the charges and was ordered not to drive as a condition of his bail. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
After spotting a vehicle that was being driven erratically on Monday, a Racine County Highway Department employee getting praise for keeping that drunk driver from leaving the scene of a single vehicle crash that occurred in Sturtevant. Julie Anderson is the county's Director of Public Works and Development Services. Told the County Board of Supervisors last night she got a phone call from Sturtevant's Police Chief Sean Marschke about the incident. The employee, J.D. Davidson, was out doing some work on Highway H Monday afternoon when this all unfolded.
He called into our shop and said, call the police. There's a guy driving down Highway H, and he's all over the road, and he's going to wind up killing somebody. Well, shortly after that, this individual in this vehicle veered off and hit a pole.
Davidson stopped, made sure the driver, who was trying to back up, did not get away. Chief Marschke indicated that the efforts by Anderson kept that driver from causing a more serious crash later on. The type of leadership, according to Anderson, expected of county employees, proud of him for making that decision to do what he did. Remember that recent traffic crash into the fence at the southwest corner of the Batten Airport property in Racine? Turns out a woman showed up the day after media reports on the damage and covered the bill, just under $1,000, no questions. Mishap left enough debris that airport manager Dave Mann had an auto body shop identify the offending vehicle as a Toyota Camry. It was the latest crash into the fence along that stretch of North Green Bay Road in recent years. And the capital campaign for the Shalom Center in Kenosha and the plans to open up a single-site permanent homeless shelter, they continue to show great progress. Executive Director Lynn Bees Carroll says now over $850,000 has been raised to convert the vacant office building on 39th Avenue into a shelter and soup kitchen. A news release says an anonymous donor is continuing to match contributions from area churches, even though that man's initial $200,000 match has already been met. And she says the same donor is still offering to match contributions to the operating fund up to $100,000. The man apparently very pleased with the soup kitchen, which, by the way, has offered an evening meal every day for 34 years. She points out a second anonymous donor recently sent in a $50,000 check toward the operational aspect. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.